From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. At least 44 people were killed and hundreds more injured by a series of enormous explosions at a hazardous material warehouse in the northeastern Chinese port city of Tianjin late Wednesday. Journalists, rescue workers, and business owners skirted checkpoints to some of the reach of the worst-hit areas. VOA's Bill Ide was one of those journalists.
What we are hearing from state media is that there were hazardous materials at this warehouse. There have also been reports that suggest a fire had started before the explosion occurred. And actually, there were two explosions. One, an initial explosion, and the second, the massive explosion that has been reported here to be as much as 21 tons of TNT.
You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 62 people in one of the capital's largest bomb attacks in months. Dozens more are wounded when a refrigerated truck packed with explosives was detonated just after dawn at a crowded market in Sadr City, according to officials. Meanwhile, the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Prosecutors in Sweden say they've ended the investigation of allegations of sexual misconduct against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange because a deadline to bring charges has expired. Sweden took out an arrest warrant against Assange after two women accused him of rape and sexual misconduct during a visit there in 2010. You're listening to VOA News.